Okay. So, because we're going to do these next couple of nights, I think on the calendar, look, there's about like 7 or 8 nights we're going to have. We're going to try to run through it's probably the most major section of the Haggadah as like a book when we sit down and read through the Haggadah. Certainly the period of the Haggadah of the Seder that we focus on the most in a time sense, we definitely spend the most amount of time running through the Maggid section of the Seder. And at the same time, much of what we do, if not all of what we do, is not really understood by many of us in terms of its halachic ramifications, in terms of like the intent that Chazal had that we should be having when we're sitting down running through the Maggid section. So what we're going to try to do is take the time to clear up a lot of issues that pertain to the Haggadah. What's happened in many, many, many homes, and again, Yisroel, Kedoshim, Haim, all the different minhagim that we have are rooted Bahari Kedem, they're certainly all legitimate. But what's happened by many of us is that the Seder has evolved into a series of what we call like Divrei Torah fests, for lack of a better word. Or we sit down and the kids say a little to their parents, the parents sleep a little, parents say a little back to the kids, the kids sleep a little, etc. It's like this round robin of just sharing disjointed ideas that don't have all that much to do, for the most part, with the actual mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Memela Estarim have to a large degree veered from what Chazal had intended intended that the Seder should actually look like. Now again, whatever the reason that is, and I'm not saying that anyone should Chalil Vachas go and change things by their parents. You'll have plenty of things to say over by the Seder as well. But we should be aware that Chazal most definitely had a plan for us when it came to the Haggadah, that if we understand what that plan is, we'll be able to get a lot more out of the Seder that we're actually having. Now, we know the starting point in terms of the Maggid section of the Haggadah is that we'll be mekayim a mitzvah min haTorah, we'll be mekayim a mitzvah daraisa called the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a bit of a machlokas in the Rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, and others, what exactly the pasuk is in Chumash that teaches us the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll touch upon that over the course of the shiurim. But for right now, what's sufficient to know is that when we're sitting down to do the Haggadah, we're sitting down to do the Maggid, what we're essentially doing is being mekayim and mitzvah daraisa that only applies one time per year, that time of course being the Leil HaSeder by Pesach night. Here in Eretz Yisrael it's literally one time, in Chutz Lartz it's only one time midaraisa, the second time by the Seder Sheni, by the second Seder that's going to be only midarabanan. Now, there's a very basic kasha that we're going to start with as an introduction to the Maggid. And again, I mentioned to some of you before, and on most nights, maybe from the end of tonight and on, it will be very, very important to have a Haggadah along with you. Tonight, we're going to have a little bit more of an introduction to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's not so critical to have an actual Haggadah there. The Acharonim ask a kasha. It's not found in the Rishonim really at all, but it's one of the most basic kashas in terms of defining what this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. All of us are learning brachos right now. Many of us, that's going to sound a little weird, but many of us probably have learned the very last sugya in the first parak in brachos. Not the last sugya, but from the last mission on, where the mission discusses the debate in the Tanaim whether or not there's a mitzvah to mention you have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So we're chayiv every single night in the Torah to mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we pass can like by the third parish in Kriyishma, right? And whatever we pass like whether we do a Daraisa, Midarabana, the Pasha says we hold Midaraisa, that the basic drasha, Kol Yemei Chayecha, to be married with the Leilos as well. That seems to be the way the Rishonim would tell that we have a Chi of Daraisa every single night out of the year to do what we call Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember we left Mitzrayim, I'm the Lord your God, I took you out of Egypt, etc., like we do every single night during Kriyashma. Along comes the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Chaf Aleph historically was the first out of the Gedolei Achronim who brought up the question. They said, we don't really understand. To paraphrase the Haggadah itself, Manashtana HaLaylo HaZeh Mikol HaLaylos. Why is Pesach night We have a chiyuv, a new mitzvah of sipur yitzitzis time. We have to tell over the story. Why is the taka any different than what we do every single night out of the year? Tonight we mention yitzias and time. So what's special, what's unique about the Seder in terms of that mitzvah of sipur yitzitzis time? Then the Minchas Chinuch goes through a couple of different options. Most of them he rejects until he finally comes to a certain conclusion. Well, some of the things that he suggests, he points out, maybe he'll tell me, that on a nightly basis, it's okay just to have zechi. You have to remember in your mind, a mental remembrance. I remember. Yitzhak, maybe it's not so important every night to talk about the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So he points out there's a tshuva in the Shagas area. The Shagas area rejects that idea. The Shagas area proves that with Davka Chayev every night to speak out the Zechira Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So that's not going to be different. Many, many rayas to that idea. He discusses, maybe you're going to tell me, this is going to be a very, very big point of contention in a minute, but maybe you're going to come along and tell me that every night out of the year, you just have to have an azkari. You have to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokecha, what is it? Anochi, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Shaseh. Shem Elokecha, whatever he said in Kriya Shema. Shem Elokecha, Shaseh, Yashchem, Eretz Yisrael, my Lord your God, I can say it in English better. And the Lord your God, it took you out of Egypt. And I mentioned it, there's no real story, it's not that in-depth, it's not that fancy, it's not that exciting. I mentioned it, but maybe by the Seder you have to be more mayrich, you have to go through the whole story, start from the beginning, get to the end, maybe there are a lot more details that you have to hear. So he points out that he doesn't think that can be. Why not? And he quotes a pre-Chadash. The Chadash writes in Siman Tafayin Gimel, that in Orach Chaim, that when a person says Kiddush by the Seder, and part of the Kiddush, you say the line, part of the Nusach HaKiddush is that it's Zeicher, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Pre-Chadosh Paskins, Halacha L'Maisa, that he feels, that you Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Seder right at that stage in the game. Already once you do that, you Yotzei the Mitzvah. That's all you have to do. So says the Minchas Chinuch, well, that's true, that there's certainly no in-depth discussion, there's certainly no major historical development that's going on over there, but yet the Pre-Chadosh says that's good enough for the Seder. You Yotzei, if you did nothing more than make Kiddush, you'd be Yotzei that mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch is against us. So what is this mitzvah that we're talking about of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? How does it work? So the Minchas Chinuch's maskana is like this, that the unique element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim comes from the pasuk of V'higadeta Levincha Beyomahu Leimor. You have to tell over to your child by the Seder. Ki yish'olcha bincha macharem v'lechum mishez in the end of Parshas. When your child comes and asks the questions, what are you doing? You have to go and tell them what it exactly is. That's what's unique about the Seder. All year long, if you're sitting there by your lonesome, he just mentioned that there was an exodus from Egypt. God took us out of Mitzrayim. Good. Yotzei the mitzvah zechiyos yitzias Mitzrayim. By the Seder davka, though, there's a mitzvah to tell, to communicate the yitzias Mitzrayim to somebody else. You have to recount this story. And says the Minchas Chinuch, a very big chiddush. He says if a person is having a Seder, but he's lonesome, he's sitting alone by himself, Itaka has no mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim different than any other night. There's nothing there. There's no one to tell it to. You're not mechuyev to do it on a Daraisa level. That's the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, Reb Chaim, one of the most famous pieces in Reb Chaim, because all Bachura Yeshiva know it, after this live, breathe, and eat this Reb Chaim throughout the Seder, Reb Chaim went through a long arichas in the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Amatz. I mentioned a little earlier to some of you that Perek Zayin in Chametz Amatz is a perek that you're mechuyev to go over hundreds of times until you know mamash, like every little nuance over your backwards and forwards. It's one of the most incredible prakim in the Rambam, certainly the most crucial to understanding the Seder. You gotta know it. So Reb Chaim pointed out like this. I'm going to read to you a couple of halachos in the Rambam. A very, very famous piece in Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim pointed out like this. The Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Now I'm not going to read the entire thing. I'm just going to give you like the Rashi Prakim that the Reb Chaim had said over. Mitzvah Esek shall tell the Sapa Benisa Minifloor Shanasil of Hussein Mitzvah Baleil Chamisha Ba'asa Benisa. You have a mitzvah in the Torah to tell over the Nisim and Niflos that were done to our ancestors on the night of the 15th. You have to talk about the night of the 15th. Good. And that's the idea. Halacha base. Now, what is this mitzvah all about? What's this mitzvah all about? Number one. Mitzvah lo'odia labanim. There's a mitzvah to tell it to your children. Good. Then he goes to some of those ideas, the four sons, etc. Agav, there's a chiddush here in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, if the ben is a chacham, a gadol of a chacham, modiyum ha-shehoyulam mitzrayim, you have to teach him what happened. If there's a chacham, teach him what happened. Teach him the nisim shenasu lono ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to teach him the nisim that were done for us through the medium of Moshe Rabbeinu. According to the Rambam, it's critical to mention Moshe Rabbeinu's role during Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though in the Haggadah itself we take it on do that. We all know Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned once. According to the Rambam, you definitely have to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu during the Seder. But that's halacha number one, we'll call it in the Rambam. Halacha beis, you have to tell to your children. Halacha gimel, tzarech lasa shinui b'layla hazeh, you have to do different shinuyim that your children should ask questions. The yishalu, they have to go and ask, manishchana halayla hazeh, etc. You have to do things that your children should ask. That's the second component. Teach your children, the children have to ask questions. Halacha dalet, tzarech lahaslu b'gunusul l'sayim b'sheva, you have to start off on a negative note and build until a more positive note. The Rambam goes on to explain how one goes about doing that during the Seder. We started off by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, then we became Jewish. We started off being slaves, then we were free. Now, Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, if you don't mention the famous three things of Gamliel, Pesach, Matzah, Mar, you're not Yotzei, you're Chiyuv of Sipur, Yetzid, and Tzrayim. You have to mention Davka, those three things. It ends at the Rambam, the end of Halacha Hey, with the following quote, Devarim Elu Kulam, all of these things that I just mentioned, Nikram Haggadah. That's what we call the Haggadah. That's what it is. So Reb Chaim made a pashut diyuk on the Rambam. I mean, it's clear that this is what the Rambam was saying. Dvarim Elu Kulam, all of these things, Nikram Haggadah, says Reb Chaim, what the Rambam is teaching us is that every one of these things that we just mentioned, that it has to be that you're teaching your children, it has to be Derech She'elu Tshuva, number two. Number three, it has to be Maskil B'Genus U'Messayim B'Shevach, that's number three. Number four, that you have to mention the Pesach Matzah Mar, you have to describe those things. Those are, Chaim said, according to the Rambam, that's the Haggadah. What does that mean? That's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you don't have to mention all four of those different elements, if you don't do any one of those things, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. Again, the Minchas Chinuch idea is certainly included in that you have to say it over to somebody else, but it's much, much more than that, Reb Chaim pointed out according to the Rambam. As opposed to a regular night, you sit by yourself, Shir Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that's what I did, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Yotzei the Mitzvah, here you have to have all four of those elements. The teaching the children, Derech She'elu Tshuva by the questions, the Masul B'Gunusim Asayim B'Shevach, and then mentioning the mitzvahs of Korban Pesach, Matzah and Mar, in order to fulfill that mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, the truth of the matter is that there are other diyukim in the Rambam as well, that lechor are true about this mitzvah. L'mashal, in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam mentions, there's a mitzvah saseh shall tell the sabbath, minisim v'niflos shenasu l'avaseinu b'mitzrayim. You have to tell over the miracles and wonders that were done to the avos, to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Now, on a nightly basis, when we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, we don't mention anything about nisim v'niflos, miracles and wonders that took place in Mitzrayim. We say God took us out of Mitzrayim. That's true. We left. That's the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we had. But the Rambam is clear that's not enough. The fact that I discuss leaving Mitzrayim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have got to speak about the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the wonders, the niflos that were there in Mitzrayim, including the makos, etc., as we'll get to perhaps a little bit later on. All the wondrous things that took place. All of those are critical aspects of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I heard once from Rabban Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that he had heard over from his father, the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who heard from Reb Chaim, that based on the Sefer HaChinuch, the Chinuch says it clearly, the way he heard Reb Chaim say it over was slightly different. There was one additional element as well, that the Sefer HaChinuch writes, in the mitzvah Chaf Aleph, that the mitzvah is a sapir b'inyan tzias mitzrayim b'leil chamish asa b'nisa. Everyone has to tell over the story, called echad of kifitzachos l'shon, everyone according to his ability of speaking, according to his clarity of speech. U'lahalel l'shabeach Hashem yizbarach kol anisim sha'osan lono. Shav, you have to be mahalel, you have to praise and say hallel to Hashem about all the nisim that took place. In other words, Rav Aaron Korder's father is saying that part of this mitzvah is that the dafka has to be an element of hallel and shevach involved when you say, you're not just enough, we learn out of Mitzrayim, that's on a nightly basis. God took us out of Egypt, that we left Mitzrayim, but by here, by the Seder, the Daf has to be a Hallel that's said over in order to be Mekayim in the midst of Sipur. And Agav, you see that very clearly in the Maggid itself. Before we conclude the Maggid section, the Mishnah says in Pesachim that you have to incorporate at least one according to Beis Shammai, two according to Beis Hillel, Prakim of the Hallel in the midst of the Sipur Yitzchus, right? That's being Mekayim, but that's probably where the Sefer Achinuch got this from, that a key element to being Mekayim this mitzvah is the Hallel that you're going to say during the Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Huh?
Why can't it be Mekayim by later when we say Hallel by itself?
It could be, it will still be Mekayim the mitzvah. It's not to say that that's not part of that. Why the Hallel is broken up is a discussion we'll have on a different time. But in Echanami, you still might be, that's still a continuation of that particular key. Now, there's another idea that Moshe Sternbach, the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, wrote in one of his Sfarim, the Modim Uzmanim, in Chela Gimel, it's found on page Kufra Vav in the Modim Uzmanim, where he points out, and again, it's very, very mistaver like this, the Chiddush that he had, that there is something, another unique element about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchus by Pesach night, and that's the idea that the Rambam discusses in Halacha Vav in Zayin, of Perek Zayin of Hilchas Chametz Matzah. But again, it's clear in the Mishnah like this, that by the Seder, there's a chiyuv of Liros as Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim, to view yourself like you left. And that's a famous Mishnah, and an even more famous formulation of the Rambam. And that being the case, that Moshe Sternbach argued that by the Seder night B'davka, it's not enough just to mention a historical fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim, and like we did tonight. Remember an event that in our minds took place thousands of years ago. No, by the Seder it has to be a very personal, emotional even experience. You're telling over your own personal history. This is something that hits home. This is something that's very, very private. And without that element, we're not really doing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. It's 100% proper kind of a fashion. Now that's an introduction to what the mitzvah is all about. Again, a famous machlokes debate amongst the Achronim of Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch about the uniqueness of that particular mitzvah. That being said, we'll ask ourselves another question. That the Rishonim have four or five different pshatim to try to be a mahalchim, to try to be mataritz. Classically, when we're mekayim a mitzvah, a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabanan, the Chazal were mesakin, we have to have a birkas a mitzvah. We have to make a bracha before we go and do a mitzvah, right? We're all familiar with that. I don't have to be mayrach what that's all about. So Kasha is that the Rishonim ask, that's true. So where's the bracha that we make on the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias, a Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Well, I make a bracha for a matzah before a mara. Well, why by that mitzvah do I not have a bracha that has to be made? It's a mitzvah. I go over the mitzvah. Why not make a bracha? So the terutzim that the Rishonim give, again, I'm going to run through them quickly, but basically can be divided into two categories. Each one of them coming from a different conceptual angle, even though within the two categories, the terutzim vary tremendously in terms of what they're saying. Conceptually, the two terutzim are divided into two different groups. The group of terutzim that say, you know what, you're right, there is a bracha, there should be a bracha on Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim, and the group of Rishonim that try to explain why fundamentally there shouldn't be a chiyuv to make a bracha on the Yitzchus Mitzrayim. The Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim, Lamashal. The most radical out of all formulations is found in a Me'iri, over there in the end of the first parak, Yudbezim Abezim Brachas. The Me'iri brings one day, he himself doesn't hold like this, but the Me'iri brings one day that says, Ein Echanami, you do make a bracha before you do the Maggid by the Seder. We don't paskin like that, we don't do that, that's why we've never seen it, never heard it, never dreamt of it before, unless you learn the Me'iris by there, what? It's Yivan of the Sapa Yitzchus Mitzrayim. You look in the Gemara Pesachim, the Zayin, where the Gemara has all of the different dayas and the Rishonim there, how to formulate what the Al something brachas, what the Lir Sapa brachas are. But you make some, you know, make it up yourself and submit your entry into the box, and we'll vote on it. But you make some kind of a bracha on the Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. That's a bracha that you would have to make. The Meiri himself argues but doesn't argue. The Meiri himself says that the last bracha, the Emes V'Emunah, the bracha that we make after Kriya Shema, stands in place of a bracha on the Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. In other words, in other words, the Meiri holds, that, listen, normally you would make a Birkas HaMitzvah with the regular Nusach, Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvasov V'Tzivonu. But the Miri argues that, listen, I already made a bracha about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Emes Ramuna, like you know from the Gemara's and brachas. That's a bracha on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once I made a bracha about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Miri says, that takes the play. The Chazal didn't institute a new bracha, since you already made one within that theme. That motif was already made. Is there a question? But the Miri seems to be saying that once you're making a bracha anyway, we're not going to institute another bracha about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Huh? That's true. So you have like two birds with one stone. That's where the Miri is coming from. There was one bracha instituted about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's it. Period. We don't do any more. There's a Rabbeinu Yerucham who writes in the Nesiv Hei Chelak Dalet. He quotes a Rabbeinu Peretz, but it's found in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Teretz, that's where it's recorded. It says a Chiddush. Now, this is going to get a little bit confusing, because this is going to sound very similar to the Pri Chadash that we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, even though it's very, very different. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's like this. I really do make a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When do I make the bracha? At Kiddush, when it's saying over the Kiddush, that bracha of Kiddush, where we say the words Zeicher, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that bracha is the bracha on the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Now, what do I mean by that? Similar to the Meiri in saying that, since I'm already making a bracha which incorporates a recollection of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't make a separate bracha right before I go do the Maggid, right? So that once I'm doing the Kiddush, that's good enough. He's arguing on the Meiri in terms of the timing. Maybe that's like the issue that Shona's pointing at. What you're doing in Meiriv is about the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but what you're doing by the Seder, that's the new time of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Be that as it may, the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, you don't make a new separate bracha, because basically you've made a bracha about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, emphasize, the Pri Chodesh before was not saying that. The Pri Chodesh that we had before was saying that you yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur by saying Kiddush. This is something different. There is a mitzvah of Sipur. It's a new mitzvah. You haven't done it yet. But since we're already mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Matbei of a bracha, there's no requirement to make a bracha anymore. Now, huh? Well, so hold on a couple of minutes. Hold on for a couple of minutes here. There's a Shibali Aleket who writes in Simon Reish Yud Ches in the Shibali Aleket something different. He says like this, that at the end of the Haggadah we have a bracha Sher Ga'alonu V'Galus Avosenu, etc. Make a whole long bracha at the end of the Haggadah. Says the Shibali Aleket, that bracha is the bracha on the Haggadah. That's the bracha on the Maggid section of the Seder. Now, you're going to ask me, wait a minute, you have to make a bracha over Lasiyasin, you have to make a bracha first. You have to make a bracha first. So here, the honest truth is it's not entirely true. Why is it not entirely true? Says the Shibali Aleket, listen, the halacha is that we just saw before in the Rambam, from the Mishnah in Pesachim, there's a requirement of Maschil Beginus Messiahim B'Shevach. You have to begin on a negative note. Argues the Shibali Aleket. If I was to say the words of Sheikh Kiddushom, it's the Tzivonu Al, or the Tzivonu Lis, Saper, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I've already mentioned the Shevach. Yetzias Mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt. That Yetzias Mitzrayim is predicated on the assumption that there was a Shebut in Mitzrayim. So I'm beginning the mitzvah by mentioning Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm left. That's Maschil B'Shevach. When the halacha is, you have to be Maschil B'Ganus. You have to start off on the negative note. So since you can't possibly make a bracha about the mitzvah of being mesaper about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's going to mess up your entire mitzvah, memela we bank off the bracha, we push off the bracha till the very end. Now you're going to say, but the bottom line is you have to make the bracha over Lasiyasan. So the Shibali Aleket, though, is basing himself, he doesn't say this, but is basing himself on another Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, that Zayin over there in the Sugya Birkas and Mitzvahs, the Gemara points out like this, that he had this once in Sukkah as well, that normally we make a bracha over Lasiyas, and that's true. There's one example where the bracha is dafka made afterwards, at least one example the Gemara gives. That's the bracha on Tvila, when a Geir and a Machlokas and a Shonim, what about other kinds of people going to the mikvah? What? What? When the geir goes to the mikveh to be megayer, he makes the bracha afterwards. Why? Because before when he wasn't Jewish, he can't share shir kishom and tzitzav tzivonu ala tefili. Why? He was not tzivuim. He wasn't even Jewish. When he comes up, when he pipes out of the water, now he's Jewish, he makes the bracha. Why? Because he couldn't have made it from beforehand. Now, says the Shibaleko, well, that's true over here. The same exact concept is true over here. You make the bracha afterwards. Why? Because you can't do it before. So anytime I can't do it before, it's EF should have done before. You see from that Gemara, I'm allowed to make the bracha afterwards. Now, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's the first two answers.
Because you're saying the words, you see, it's Mitzrayim in there.
No, but even according to
so they're looking at is if there's a new chi of sipur yitzim zitzrayim. That chi we can't be mekayim just by saying those words. So you're just not doing the mitzvah then. Huh? You're not. Mitzvah sichas kavana. That's not part of the sipur yitzim zitzrayim.
Why can't you say within the bracha first then?
Huh?
If you say within the bracha first, then what's the problem?
What do you mean if you say within the bracha first?
Saying within, according to the Mi'iri and Rabbeinu Yerucha, right? Either the bracha and Emes B'Emuna or what's it called for Kiddush, that's the bracha that on Sipur Yisrael and Mitzrayim. So, you're still saying it. You're still starting with according to you're still starting off. According to them, you're saying the bracha beforehand. That's you're starting off with Shabbat.
Yes.
And if you can't be mechayiv in the bracha, then according to him, then even according to the Sibalei Aleka, you should be able to say it beforehand. It's just the bracha.
He looked at this as saying that's a problem. Maskil beginus. In other words, the svar is not. Listen, the svara is not mukhrach, that's called maskil b'shevach, when you had no kavanah to do the mitzvah at all. Could be even there's a negative kavanah, yadavka, don't want to be doing the mitzvah at that stage in the game.
What's the problem
with the Shibbol Eilek is arguing that point. He feels that's the question. Yeah.
So why can't I just reformulate the bracha and say, v'saper al masha asalam b'tzayim, we'll talk about the yitzhiya. Say it.
Could be.
It's
just them. It's make an Ela Nisim.
We're actually there at this point. It's just the zechiras. Why can't we say Shas Nisim?
It could be like Ravi. It could be that would still be Maskil B'Sheva. Maskil B'Sheva. Huh? So maybe that's between the Saper and Masha Osam and Mitzrayim. Could be. It could have been a Nusach. Could have been a Nusach. Well, last year, just to say a davar b'shem Omri, Yoni Sonnenblick had a ha'ara that I thought was a very good ha'ara taka on the Shibboleth Aleket. That, I'll say Lamashal, you had a tosis, I mean, he didn't say this part last year, I'm sticking this in, I'm sure he would say it now, if he was here. Now that you've learned Sukkah, you remember the Gemara and Daf Lamed Tes, there's a long tosis there, who discusses when you make the bracha on the Netilas Lulav, right? So how can you do it? As soon as you touch him, the Ibn Nofik Bay, so you can't be Yotzer the Bracha over the Siyas. And so there's all different ideas. One of the themes throughout many of the ideas is that Kol Zman, you're not done doing the mitzvah. It's not over yet, and there's still more of the mitzvah to be continued. That's still called over l'asiyasan. It's over, it's prior to the continuation of the asiyah of the mitzvah. So even if it couldn't be done in 100 years beforehand, and it's done in the middle, but there's still yet to come, so you do it then. So Yonah is like this. So if that's true, so why don't you say that you can be mekayim both? Stick in a bracha, right, according to the Shibboleth Aleket, right before you get up to the part of the siyum b'sheva, right before you start speaking about kirvana makom levodaso or avodim, whatever you want to, whatever the line is that the shevach is. So at that stage in the game, make a bracha. You can have a couple more paragraphs about the shevach, about the good stuff that took place when you left Mitzrayim, and in that way you're mekayim both the bracha and the over lasiyos. And why do you dafka have to push it up to the end? That's ha'ara on the Shibboleth Aleket. Now, good. But like the Torah says, by Elulav, so you can't make it right before, and so you make it so as long as you're still involved in the Esek of the Mitzvah. That's called over the Siyasa. It's also all one thing. It's all one thing. That's the one big mitzvah. Masma Zami Shevach. That's the mitzvah. No different than shaking Elulav, the Kafas, the Anuim, all the different things that we do with them.
Making a bracha on the Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? You're not being stopping to Mitzrayim. Making a bracha on something.
It's like we continue with the Sipur. You asked me according to Shiva, I like it, you're saying. It doesn't matter. They make the, you didn't go to the mikveh. You went to the mikveh before and also. You were mitzvah, so on the Siemens and Zayim. That's that I just did. Now, there are other Rishonim who have, like I said before, a totally different approach to understanding that that kasha. Where they, everyone we just learned is assuming in some fashion or another that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha, that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha on the Sipur Yitzivut Yitzrayim. It's just they had different angles to, you know, get out of why we're not actually going to formulate a classic Birkas HaMitzvah. Though many Rishonim say, no, 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 they come up with different tzbeirim. Why taka fundamentally? There just is no chiyuv to make such a bracha. L'mashal. Now, Yishtam, we're going to have a cash on this Avudraham also. The Avudraham has a teretz like this. He says, listen, there's no, and this also is Tullawi in the Machlokas he began with. The Avudraham says, there's no shear to the Sipur Yitzias and Tzrayim. Now, in other words, as long as I mention the words, you took us out of Egypt, Yitzias and Tzrayim, I basically did the mitzvah. Therefore, the Ben Yerucham says, it's impossible, the Avudraham rather, therefore the Avudraham says, it's impossible to have a bracha on such a mitzvah. Why? What am I going to do? V'sivanu l'saper b'yitzias and Tzrayim. But I just did the mitzvah. So since it's impossible to be misaking a bracha over l'asiyas, and I can't, there is no way to do the bracha before you did the mitzvah, says the Avudraham, so there aren't misakein a bracha. There's no way to do it in the proper format. Now, obviously, based on what we just mentioned a second ago, l'chora, why should that be a problem? The Gemara Pesachim over there in Dav Zayin said, if you can't make the bracha beforehand, right, you make the bracha afterwards. So l'chora, that should have been sure of your also. So it's not so clear why the Avudraham had learned like that. What? So that's what he just pointed out. It's Talawi Namachlokas earlier. According to Minchas Chinah, there is no Shia. That's not Ma'akev. That's just a Lechatchila. As we'll come to... good. We'll come to all of that a little bit later. We'll get up to that in the Seder. What Chiva are you talking about? Machlokas and Rishon, Ramam, Ramban, others, etc. Now, that was the Avudraham. That was the Avudraham's Mahalach. There's a Chuvas Arash that I beg you to help me try to understand, because it's Anios Deity, it's inexplicable, but it's only because the tag is an Anios Deity, but you're a Shiras Adas, I'm sure you'll have different Mahalchim there. If you could please get back to me. There's a Tshuva Sarash in Klav Dalet Sif Beis. Klav Dalet Sif Beis in the Tshuva Sarash. Ask the Kasha, why is there no mitzvah on Sipur Yisrael Tzrayim? Because the Teretz, I honestly cannot really explain the Teretz. Why is there no bracha? Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael Tzrayim? The Rush says something. I'll try to summarize what the Rush says, and if you could all grab a Tshuva Sarash afterwards and spend many hours trying to figure out what he means. Like this. Says the Tshuva Sarash something along the following lines. He says, basically, that there's no mitzvah, no independent mitzvah, the way I would phrase it, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled through eating matzah, through eating maror, mekarben Pesach, bezman de'ika Pesach. In other words, when those mitzvahs apply, you act out, we'll call it, you live, you experience the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the way you became the mitzvah of Sipur, and those brachos, those mitzvahs rather, the Rosh says, you do make brachos on, v'tzivonu al achilas matzah, al achilas mar, al achilas tzachim, etc. Rosh says there's no need for a separate bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzin Tzrayim, because there isn't really a bracha, there isn't really a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzin Tzrayim. And there's something along those lines. Now you're going to look at me and say, but there is a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzin Tzrayim. So that's a play. I have to sit and work very hard to figure out the Rosh, so what the Rosh means. You look there, he gives certain examples for what he's saying that don't really, help. It's a very problematic Tshuva Sarash. Many of the great minds in Achronim have tried to work to figure out what exactly the Rosh means. I certainly challenge you to join the crowd and try to work on the Tshuva Sarash. It's Kedai Yisrael, Pilpula Daraisa, and Yigi and Amala to try to work through it. It's a very, very enjoyable experience. But it's just a very, very difficult rush. In other words, the pashas is that the rush is not arguing on all of the the rishonim who learned pasha, the pesukim and chumash, that there's a mitzvah sipur yitzias etzrayim. But the rush is trying to say something that's not really all that clear, huh? You have to look in the. Yeah, I don't have the sefer in front of me to actually read the lesson for you. It's a short couple of lines. Again, klal chavdarot sevdeis in the tshuvas of Russia. Take it tonight to read it, and we'll get back in here to Hashem sometime tomorrow. If you have any ideas about the tshuvas of Russia, I would certainly appreciate hearing it. Mir Hashem, by the next time, we'll start with the actual halach ma'anyu at the beginning of the haggadah itself. And again, there it's kedai, unless you know the haggadah backwards and forwards. It's kedai to. It's good to have a nusach in front of you that will be able to learn through starting from there.